This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. To our first responders, a special thanks to the first responders in El Paso and Dayton. We've got your six. We get it. We understand it. Those of us that have been to mass casualty events, it's not easy for anybody. And we've got your six here on this program. So to our EMTs, to our firefighters, to the police, to the hospital and ER room workers, to the 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol or security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do. And to the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, here she is, Monday morning. Denise Simon is with us from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right. Well, it's a very different type of morning for us because we have to report on the events over the weekend. First of all, we had the deadly shooting in El Paso at the Walmart. There's a video. There's just about everything you can think of for this individual. Prosecutors are going to seek the death penalty. He's going to be charged, I believe, under domestic terrorism with a hate crime, which automatically guarantees that they're going to charge him with go for the death penalty. And then we had this awful, awful mess in Dayton, Ohio, where this satanic individual, very sick individual, came up with a 100-round magazines with a 223 AR-15. The first gun, by the way, was an AK-47, just in case you wanted to know. But the second weapon, he had 100-round magazines, and one of the first people to get shot and killed was his sister in Dayton.
And here's an interesting thing. This cat had in Dayton had been suspended from school at least twice.
Yeah.
For having a kill list and a rape list.
Yeah.
So I will tell you that in the case of Dayton, he was known already to police because at one point, going back to high school, the police showed up at a couple of the fellow students' homes at the time mm-hmm. and warned them that they were on his hate list.
Jeez, you know, well, you got to wonder what's going on in this country when the police know about these things.
Well, let's understand something here. you know, we heard all weekend from all of these experts that said, if you see something, say something. Well, there's absolutely some merit in making that statement.
Sure.
But here's the other deal. In the case of El Paso, this cat left a manifesto.
Yes.
Okay, he left a 4-page manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
And in this manifesto, he talked about the difference in an AR-15 and an AK-47.
Yep.
And rounds that go into each respective weapon and what the kind of damage it does. And then he had tested them out and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this kind of thing. Well, look. We already know that Google and Facebook have created software algorithms that do very fancy things with the users, activities on there, okay?
Yep.
I mean, Facebook pushes stuff to you on Facebook based on your history and your interaction with Facebook.
Yep.
Google does the same thing when they come to searches.
Mm-hmm.
So in the case of this manifesto sitting over there on 8chan, how about, you know, the FBI go over to Google and Facebook and say, will you help us write a piece of code so we can go look for these things? Because almost every single evil person out there that does what the El Paso shooter did and the Dayton shooter did has already left some kind of a evil, violent tendencies footprint.
That's right.
And so rather than we go hanging around on 8chan and reading all the posts and stuff that's over there, how about they go and put this algorithm in there on these forums?
And you would think, Denise, you would think, Denise, this 8chan, the terror attack in Christchurch, New Zealand, that shooter posted his manifest there. The El Paso shooter followed it up after the Poway, California synagogue shooter posted his hate-filled open letter on 8chan.
I rest my case.
Yeah, and so, then, right, you're right. Hmm?
You know, so, I mean, The public out here does a pretty good job. You know, there's some people out here that do call the FBI tip lines or local law enforcement
sure.
to report A, B, C, D, and E. I mean, there's a lot of good people out there that try and do the right thing. But we can't be everywhere. Do we ourselves want to sit around in some of these places and look up the child pornography that's published out there and, you know, the child trafficking, you know, all these kinds of. So, I mean, the FBI can go over to the NSA and say, hey, NSA, you know, help us write a piece of code or write a piece of code for us so we can cultivate some of these things and stop this jazz before it happens. Now, here's the other thing, however. Because this guy published a manifesto, was that criminal?
Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll answer that question when we come back. And by the way, folks, most of you know the story, but years ago when I was in the trucking business full-time, along with being on the radio, I ran across someone on the terrorist watch list. Didn't know it at the time, but what caught my attention was all he wanted to do was run in and out of seaports, and he hauled empty containers to do it. Empty containers doesn't pay a lot of money, but he didn't care. But they nailed them. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and I want you to check out the United States Concealed Carry Association by going over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, clicking on the logo link that's right there, because they have every day at up to 12 midnight a free gun a day giveaway. And then the gun flips over the next day to something totally new. It costs you absolutely nothing to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. And, oh, by the way, while you're there, check out membership in the USCCA. Now, they've got three levels of membership, and with each one, you get $474 worth of free stuff, including some really neat gear from USCCA to go along with the award-winning magazine, the Concealed Carry magazine, which also has discounts in it. So, that's the Captain's America Third Watch website and the USCCA logo link that's plainly right there in plain sight, middle page, middle part of the page. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us, and we were talking, Denise, you and I, during the break about, yes, there is a problem with the internet with some things that transpire there, but how about the hate that's coming from some of the cable, well, how about, let me back up, one cable news network.
Okay, well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Trump is going to speak tonight, okay?
Yeah.
And he alluded to the fact that, you know, he says there's no place in the United States for hate.
Right.
And this cat out there in El Paso is being charged with a hate crime.
Right.
Okay, so Trump is going to propose some kind of extra measures on gun control, which I think, you know, he really needs to go down the path of hate first.
Mm-hmm.
But if we go over to several of the sources that are reporting the fact that 8chan has been fired as a customer of Cloudflare. I'm looking at ZDNet.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, Cloudflare terminates service to 8chan after recent U.S. shootings. 8chan has harbored a community of hate.
Yeah.
8chan has harbored a community of hate.
Correct.
Wait a second. Just take that little phrase right there. Don't we have a festering community of hate over at Washington Post and CNN on Trump?
Yep.
And that everybody's a racist, white nationalism, and well, I mean, we're bringing in terms like treason and Nazis and you know, internment camps and all these kinds of things. Okay, all of that is hyperbolic terms of hate and disgust.
You bet.
So I would say, let's be very cautious here where all of this is necessarily going to lead us.
Mm-hmm.
We are a divided country. We are as divided as we have ever been.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, we have to be somewhat introspective. Hello, CNN. And Washington Post, and in some cases the New York Times.
Right.
Are they adding gasoline to this fire?
Well, yes.
Cory Booker.
Yes.
Elizabeth Warren.
Yep. Let me stop you for a second. Let me just stop you for a second. Elizabeth Warren was mentioned in all of this because the shooter in Dayton was a supporter of Elizabeth Warren, and it was so
Bernie
stated.
Sanders.
Yep, Bernie, yep. But anyway, hold on a second. We got our favorite caller wants to get in on the mix here. Good morning, Bag Evan Bob.
Yes, sir, Kevin. Bondy.
Let's go for it. What's on your mind?
Sir.
Yes. Anyway, I'm thinking about the nothing fancy sheepdog concept, which is basically a good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So where were some of the people, that might, especially down in Texas, where they might have concealed carry, that might have stopped this guy that they had a gun?
I can answer that.
Okay. And the second thing is, maybe we ought to think about having gun licenses, having a background check, and with yearly recertification, and let people carry everywhere, and, you know, thoroughly check these people out every year so we can weed the bad people that are carrying guns and let the good people carrying guns. That's
okay.
About it, Captain.
All right. Well, all right, thank you. Well, let me address the Walmart policy on guns. No guns allowed in the store. And in Texas, they...
But hold on here.
But Texas, they can open carry, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
In the case of El Paso, he started shooting before he got into the
That's
store.
Right. He shot up the whatever that was up front, some little donation table.
So where were the people that had a weapon with them in the parking lot?
Right.
If you don't have a weapon, then and this guy is already shooting, then why isn't somebody, these people ran back to their cars. How about take it? Where was an ambush? You know, a physical ambush to tackle this kid, or where was their car to run over this kid, not to kill him, but to just you know bump him.
Well, let me tell you something. Yeah, but let me tell you something. If you're shooting at me with a gun and I run you over, it's not going to be to hit you. It's going to be to kill you. Jeez. Yeah, go ahead.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. There were lots of things that could have, should have, would have happened.
Right.
In the parking lot before we even got inside the store.
You're right. Because he killed the people at the table that were there right up in front for some charity. Yep. So anyway, back to this discussion about the internet is one thing. What we're getting from specific commentators and a network with their coverage, which is always it's vile, it's vicious, and even I'll go one step further, not all the time, but MSNBC can get pretty raunchy and get pretty vile with some of the stuff they're doing.
Well, and look, I mean, let's go back many, many years. One of the worst abusers, if you will, of the Me Too movement was who? President John Kennedy and the entire family, right?
Yep.
But media never reported that kind of stuff back then.
No.
Out of respect for the office of the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
That's all gone away.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, you know, this whole resist movement that happened the very moment that Trump became, even prior to inauguration, because let's not forget, they had the whole resist movement for, you know, leading up to his inauguration and including the inauguration.
Correct.
And they've been resisting his administration the entire time.
Yep.
So I would say, media, you better be a little bit introspective here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, some of the things that, you know, April Ryan or, you know, this cat that was Playboy reporter that just got his press credentials.
Right.
Jim Acosta.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Be very careful because are we going to find out that this cat in El Paso, because he's still alive, was arrested without incident, put down the weapon and surrendered.
Right.
Went completely against his manifesto, by the way.
Yeah, true.
We may find out, or we may not, because the law enforcement may not necessarily want to tell us, that, you know, he was a watcher of CNN, you know what I mean? So I think media needs to take another look at some of the work that they're doing.
Well, I already know what this other guy in Dayton was apparently watching a lot of, and I'm not going to mention it because until somebody else mentions it, I don't want to be the first one to do it. I could, but I'm not going to because it's a competing talk radio show on an independent type network, if you will. But I'll let the media bring it out first, and then I'll mention what I'm aware of. But this came out in some of the conversations that were held there by the police and some of the back channels. But anyway, we do have a problem in this country when it comes to communication. And again, if you see something, say something. That's supposed to work. Gosh, I guess in this case, nobody saw nothing.
Yeah, and so, and then we also necessarily have to look at these Democrat candidates.
Yep.
You know, Beto O'Rourke.
Grandstanding. Yeah. God.
It's the last debate, but what did Castro say? He came right out in the debate and said, Trump is a racist.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that really helps the matter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he stoked racism. Well, if that's so bad, then how come Beto O'Rourke or Cory Booker or Castro Kamala Harris called him a predator.
Let me throw you out a blast from the past. Senator Robert Byrd, West Virginia. What was he? The Grand Wizard in the KKK, a very good friend of Hillary Clinton's, and nobody said a word about him.
So this is really part of the bigger discussion.
Yes, ma'am.
People in the media, I think, need to be challenged. And perhaps when Trump speaks tonight, he ought to include some of this. Again, you can't legislate away evil.
Yep.
And, you know, evil pulled these triggers.
Yep.
Period.
Yep. Well, I totally agree with you. And with that, we're running out of time. So I will tell you that we will talk to you tonight, same time, same bat channel. And we'll probably have something a little bit different to talk about. But we had to get all this out there tonight because it's so important that you get ahead of what's trying to come from the other side when they're not telling you the truth. Denise, thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And the time to get right and the time to get truthful, you know, we check and recheck and verify two or three different times the news stories we have. You might not agree with it, but guess what? It's an accurate story. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A beloved Northern California festival, a neighborhood Walmart in Mississippi, then another Walmart near the U.S.-Mexican border, and a popular entertainment district in Dayton. All four were the scenes of shootings within the last week, the events that together left 34 people dead and at least 50 wounded. El Paso sits up the border of Texas and New Mexico, and it's also the hometown of presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke.
In a democracy, this is not the decision of one person. It is on every single one of us to make this right. To the people of El Paso, any of you who are here today or who are out there right now, we are thinking about you, and we want to make this better going forward.
Police arrested the gunman, a 21-year-old, from a suburb of Dallas more than 650 miles away. Within 13 hours of the El Paso shooting, another 9 people were killed in Ohio. Police in Dayton said 16 people were also injured in the incident, and the suspect is dead. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right up there outside Boston, and the other one right here in our backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area of the great state of Florida. And with more, let's listen to this about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know, ladies and gentlemen, that more and more of our young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. They're going to vo-tech schools or technical schools. Some of them are called BOCES, some of them are vo-tech, or some of them are just technical schools associated with high school. And they get out,
they have a certificate or certification and start out in one of the professions as an apprentice, because that's the way you start. You don't start out at the top. You get whatever low scale is. If it's union, it could be 8, it could be 10, it could be $12 an hour. But it leads up to a much better job, or what we used to call in the fire service, the 80%ers. And then once they get their vested rights in, then they become 100%er. But at National Aviation Academy, they can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of at least $50,000 a year or more. Now, it's all up to you as to how much more you make on top of that more. Now, you can check them out to find out more at naa.edu. That's naa.edu, with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. Now, tell them you want to take the tour, because they'll show you what their facilities are all about. They'll show you what they do, how they do it, and you'll be very much impressed and amazed with what you see. Now, the phone number to call is 800-659-2080, if you prefer to do it that way. Again, 800-659-2080. Again, tell them you want to take the tour. And when you talk to them, tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you the white gloves treatment for sure. For sure. When you take the tour. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. National Aviation Academy. Okay. According to the Army Times, explosive ordnance disposal soldiers are now permitted to wear their EOD brassard full-time, so that when they are out in the field, they don't just take it off, put it on. They can leave it on because they are very much in demand. The explosives ordnance disposal soldiers are very much in demand. Too many mines laid down and IEDs and all that sort of stuff in different points around the world. Now, months after the Pentagon review came back with an all-clear for Special Operations Command's Ethics and Professionalism Training, the head of the Naval Special Warfare Command declared in a memo to his sailors that there still is something not quite right. So, SEALs, we have a problem, was the message from their commander. And we'll see what happens there, because this is too good of an outfit to be talking bad about. But anyway, is what it is. Now, Senate lawmakers have confirmed Vice Admiral Michael Gilday as the next chief of naval operations, a unanimous vote there for him, filling another Pentagon leadership vacancy. They did that before they left for the summer legislative recess. Everybody calls it a vacation, because it is. It's a five-week time where they won't be around. In their case, it'll be a month. The Senate went a week later than the House did. But, the Naval War College is making news right now, because they now have their first female leader of the U.S. Naval War College, and she is officially taking command of the school. So kudos to the lady in charge at the Naval War College. Now, officials at Keesler Air Force Base and the contractor in charge of the base housing have met with residents to address the problems they face there, including recurring mold. No reason for this, Air Force, no reason. I know you'll get it taken care of. By the way, inspectors, speaking of mold, are searching for more than 8,000 rooms at Joint Base San Antonio because of mold. Mold has been an ongoing issue in the 77 dormitories spread across the Joint Base at San Antonio, and now they're looking to put the occupants somewhere else while they take care of the mold problem. Now, the Air Force's pilot shortage has forced its training bases to get creative and rapidly increase the number of trainees without a matching boost in funding. So they're using VR-based simulators. And in the case of Vance Air Force Base, that's how they're meeting the need for more pilots. Now, the Marine Corps, you might just see some Japanese Ospreys flying over North Carolina in the next year or so, And if you've been seeing some of the Japanese tilt-rotor V-22 Ospreys flying over the skies of North Carolina, you haven't gone nuts. It's actually going on as they are flying and training and learning with our Marines how to do things. By the way, Democrat Josh Hicks, a Marine veteran and former police officer who lost, says he lost faith in President Donald Trump's Republican Party, launched his campaign for the Kentucky congressional seat as a Democrat held by Republican Andy Barr. Now, the Marine Corps is also building a new infantry immersion training complex that will bring the sights, sounds, and smells of the urban battlefield to squads and platoons at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. This is a big project, and we'll see how that works out. The Pentagon, by the way, their spending on federal contracts soared in fiscal year 2018, accounting for about $373 billion of the $559 billion in overall contracting spent from federal agencies, according to the Bloomberg government's 8th annual top 200 contractors report. And not to be outdone, Bell is taking the know-how from its trademark tilt-rotors, remember them, and applying it to air taxis and delivery drones. Now, in turn, these civilian aircraft will prove out that the new technologies will have major potential for the armed forces. So we'll see how that works. And the U.S. Army awarded a contract each to Northrop Grumman and Raytheon to build a 50-kilowatt class laser weapon for Stryker combat vehicles for the short-range air defense SHORAD mission, according to a statement back on the 1st of August. The VA, by the way, has built a nationwide network of walk-in community providers for urgent care of minor ailments such as cold, strep throat, or sprained ankles. It's now looking to recruit more clinics to plug gaps in the coverage. They've signed up 5,000 urgent care providers nationwide under the VA Mission Act, which is a good thing. Should have been done a long time ago. So, if you're not aware of what's going on, check with the VA for more information, if you will, because they'll have it for you. Now, also, we've got coming up here in the next segment, we might have Chris Markowski calling in live from Greece. That would be a treat if we do. So there you go. It'd be nice to have him calling in and letting us know what's going on overseas, because I got a lot of different little blurbs coming from Europe. Some of it's military, some of it's business-like, as there are certain things going on overseas with our military and whatnot. You never say never in the great world in which we live in. And good morning to Catwoman and Road Dog. You're in San Antonio, which means you're listening to me on 930 The Answer in San Antonio, our affiliate there. So good morning to you guys. Hope you're doing well. And to all you folks there in what's called Military Town, San Antonio, we appreciate you, especially the military, and again, all the first responders. Tonight, I'm dedicating my show to all the first responders all across America, but in particular, the guys and gals that had to go through the living hell that they had to go through both in San Antonio and in Dayton, Ohio. It's really tough, let me tell you. It's really, really, really tough as a first responder to go through that stuff. And to the medical people, the coroners, it's even rougher. All right, coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Come on.
Party. That's one of the all-time classic trucking songs ever made. C.W. McCall, Convoy, and that was played for our FedEx Freight drivers coming down from Atlanta. And we just heard from Charlie a few minutes ago. He says, how about playing something old? I said, well, that's about as old as you're going to get right now. So there you go. But there you go, Charlie. You and the FedEx boys, you take care doing their turn out of Atlanta coming down to Valdosta area, and then away you go. All righty, righty, righty. Now, let's drift on over, because Chris Markowski hasn't called in yet. He may be having trouble. He is in Greece, and he is trying to give us a jingle, if you will, from there. So either his wife said no, or he's having problems with the phone. Whatever the situation might be, if he calls in, we'll get him right on. But here we go. Severe thunderstorms are possible from Nebraska through Iowa and into southern Minnesota and Wisconsin today, most of the day. Large hail, damaging winds are the main threats. In the southwest, there's going to be excessive heat, temperatures and heat advisories 110 to 115 degrees in parts of Arizona, parts of Nevada, parts of California. We'll get to all that right now. Now, there is severe weather to keep an eye on, and it's to the northern part of the United States right now, North Dakota into Minnesota, and it's been there all night long with severe thunderstorm watches and warnings and flash flood watches and warnings. Bismarck, you are in the flood area right now, and it's moving into, already crossed the border into Minnesota, Moorhead certainly, and north up towards Minot, North Dakota, and on the other side of Minot in the Minnesota area, that we've got rain, and again, these are severe thunderstorm watches and warnings moving to the east slowly. It may make it over to the Twin Cities by morning, I don't know, but it certainly is headed in that direction right now. Now, in the meantime, I'm going to stay to the east for a minute. You've got going down to Texas, you've got a bad air advisory, poor air advisory alert for anybody that's got breathing problems and whatnot. You've got some scattered rain South Dakota, scattered rain Nebraska over to the east, scattered rain Oklahoma over to the east, the same for Kansas, and looking over one state over and down into Missouri, you've got some rain along the areas of the Mississippi River there, and Arkansas, you might have a storm brewing right now in the northern part of Arkansas and the western part of Kentucky and the southern part of Illinois. It looks like there's a front in there that they're talking about weather today. Also, to the central part of Kentucky, you've got a bad air alert there, as well as in the central part of Tennessee, which includes Nashville tonight, so be aware of that, in Indiana. Same thing for a bad air alert, anybody with breathing problems or whatnot, you got to be careful today. From south of Indianapolis towards Lafayette, towards the Kentucky line. And then in southeastern North Carolina, over to Wilmington, and northeastern South Carolina, let's see, what would that be up there? That's up east of Columbia, but over towards the ocean side. You got about 50 miles, 25 in each state, where you've got some unsettled weather conditions right now. Now, let's go out west and let's catch up to the hot weather. And I mean hot. Phoenix West, I-8 to Yuma, 110 to 115 degrees today. Phoenix West, I-10 to Needles, high 110, 115. Kingman, Arizona, 110, 115. Kingman, Arizona to Las Vegas, 110, 115. Las Vegas down to Barstow, 110, 115. And believe it or not, that big old thermometer that stands up in the air along I-15, you just, in near Death Valley, you might just see temperatures up around 120 degrees today, believe it or not. Now, going across into the valley,
Almost all the way to Ontario, you're going to have some high heat advisories there. Certainly temperatures, heat indexes up above 100 degrees. Temperature will be approaching 100. In San Diego, it's going to be, and over near Camp Pendleton, it's going to be in the 90s, but the heat index could be up around 100 or thereabouts. Normally, it's not that warm there. It will be today. And, again, you've got a bad weather alert, or I'm sorry, bad air alert. In the San Francisco inland area over towards Fresno tonight, so be advised of that. Up around Medford, Oregon, just a little bit north of Medford, a 5.5, you've got a poor air alert there. And south of Seattle, down about an hour's drive, you've got bad air weather alert there, too. So we got lots of stagnant, dry, sticky air from the heat that we've had out there hanging around. Now, keep in mind that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and they've got a lot of amenities there, especially at the Pilots that you never saw before, because some of you may remember the way Pilots used to be. Well, now the Pilot Travel Centers, the full-size service truck stops, along with the Flying J's, and you know what they are, you could find anything from an Arby's to a Chester's Chicken to a Dairy Queen to a Denny's to a McDonald's to a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's. You can find a Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, a full service, full menu, Dunkin' Donuts there as well. And you might find a couple of ones. You might find a Denny's and, say, a Subway. You might find a Huddle House with a Pizza Hut. You might find a Moe's Southwest Grill with a Taco Bell. I mean, that's the way some of these are right now. They're that big, they can do that. And, of course, all the things that you become familiar with at the Flying J's and now the Pilots, too. Parking, truck parking, and, of course, if you've got an Internet, they've got wireless Internet access. You can get Internet while you're sitting right out there in your truck cab in the parking lot. CAT scales, TransFlow Express travel documents for your oversized, overheight, overweight loads. Trip packs to get your loads in time to get paid. Truck washes either at the premises or nearby. The audiobooks that the drivers like so much, you got them there. Pay phones, of course, if you need them. High-speed Internet kiosks inside the restaurant as well as inside the truck stop. ATMs, Western Union check cashing, a public laundry so you can do your laundry. Showers, good clean showers, game rooms, and lounges for the big screen televisions for the professional drivers. So they're set up to take care of just about anything that you need to have taken care of at your favorite Pilot and or Flying J truck stop. And if you tell them the captain sent you, guess what? You're going to wind up with a nice free hot cup of coffee in a night like this. And to our folks up there in Valdosta, Georgia, at the Pilot up there and the Flying J up there, we say hello to you and say thanks for turning everything, leaving the radio turned on for us. By the way, special shout out to our suicide jockeys, and I just saw suicide jockey Tom was on the air there, and we got the boys up there in Georgia that are hauling the gasoline tonight and diesel fuel and whatnot. And, of course, we got trucker Eric, who chimed in a little bit earlier. He's out in Phoenix. He said it's hotter than a firecracker out there. He said it was 100 degrees where he was at in Phoenix. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. And this was, let's see, it would have been midnight his time when he sent me that message. So, we'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, and also the host of the Underground USA podcast will be with us. We're going to get into some real in-depth conversation here. You'll want to stick around.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.